and Bernstein. Marshall Harris, the Bernstein and Harris Show. Middays 10 till 2 on 670 The Score.
I'm going to believe his mother more than Dan Quinn. Are you kidding me? His mother said he's fine. And he was out there waving a towel the second half. That doesn't look like a guy that's got broken ribs and is all taped up.
That's the coachiest thing I ever heard. Coaches, unless you have a machete sticking out of your head, aren't going to believe that you have any issues. If there's a crocodile that is biting your foot off, they might believe that you're hurt.
Put some dirt on it and get back out there.
I was waving a towel. It can't be hurt.
Well, it's because he said coaches lie. That's what he said to Molly and Hall. Coaches lie.
He's right.
Of course they lie. But maybe mom is just saying, look, he's okay enough.
Okay enough to wave the towel on the sideline.
I guess.
Listen, I am of the belief that Jaden Daniels will play this week.
Okay.
Until someone says he's not playing, I believe he's playing. And I think so is the entire organization that resides at House Hall.
That's the way you got to run practice. But like also, you can't write it off. You're like, he's not playing. And then the game starts. Uh-oh, we didn't practice any of this stuff.
Also, aren't you really planning more for Cliff Kingsbury's offense as much as you're planning for Jaden Daniels?
That's what I was going to say.
Like, Marcus Mariota ran similar concepts, like, successfully when he was in college. So, to me, I don't necessarily know that it changes that much. But I just think a coach is going to take every advantage he can possibly get.
I think with Marcus Mariota, if it's him instead of Jaden Daniels, you can just prepare for Jaden Daniels and you'll also be prepared for Marcus Mariota.
Probably.
What does Marcus Mariota do that's scarier than anything Jaden Daniels does besides have more literal NFL experience?
Nothing. He may be a more conservative decision maker rather than a risk taker would be my bet, because often veteran backup quarterbacks will usually default to checking down rather than throwing into tighter coverage, but you never know.
And that's fair, and that's okay. I'm just saying from a skill set, it's not like he does something that's vastly different from what the starting quarterback does. Again, he jumped in. I watched the game. I don't know why. I watched the game between the Commanders and Panthers. I was out, so I was watching a bunch of games.
Yeah, because it wasn't available to people unless you were out, yeah.
Yeah, so I was out, and I was watching that game, and I was just, my buddy that was in town, he's a Washington Commanders fan, so we had to go somewhere where we could watch the Commanders game, and it was just touchdown after touchdown after first down after first down, and the Panthers looked lifeless.
So when the last game ended, I know Brad Biggs usually puts this at the tail end of his 10 things. The Commanders were a 1-point favorite, right? Opening line, and that's always pre-injury information. But by the time that line came out, the odds makers knew that Daniels didn't finish the game. So I wonder if it's further news regarding the injury or if it's betting pressure that moved the Bears up to that. That's a pretty big swing. That's a 3.5-point swing. Are the Bears 2.5-point favorites now?
Yeah, they were 1-point dogs. Now they're 2.5-point favorites. I think it could be both. With that big of a swing, I think it could be both.
And I'm asking.
They come into play.
I don't really know how to read some of these, because sometimes the tail wags the dog, especially when it comes to the way Chicago fans bet.
Yeah, because they move a market. You know, that's a big piece of this. They will greatly move a market, especially, like, for example, when the Bulls were decent, you saw the Bulls lines move a lot, but that is definitely the case. They will have an effect on your market in betting lines. So that doesn't move me off of the stance that I do think this game is going to be close. I think 1 point is a lot more accurate than, say, 2.5 or 3.
I also wonder, if you tell your mom, I'm okay, that's different than, because your mom's worried that something's horrible's happened to you. Could you imagine being a football parent?
No, that sounds incredibly stressful.
Like, I couldn't even imagine. I just know how I felt any time, you know, there was Jason took a line drive, you know, back through the off his body, or the time where I saw him take a puck off the face. And how are you? I'm fine. he would always say, I'm fine.
It's very different from football type injuries and worry.
Well, it's what I mean. But like a puck off the face was a big deal. A slap shot off the face. And then I'm like, are you okay? He's like, well, I couldn't hear out of my right ear for most of the second period.
Yeah, you need to communicate.
And
that.
I was like, did you tell anyone that? And we
No, because he wanted to play.
Of course.
Bingo.
So we talked about it, and it turns out it was actually the sound. It was literally the ringing of the puck off the metal that was just crazy loud. It wasn't a concussive force. There was nothing wrong with his ear. It was literally the noise that it made. And he said it kind of screwed him up balance-wise and all that. But when you tell your parent, I'm okay, that's the most basic reassurance. That's like what you get if you're in a fender bender or if you're calling because you just heard there was a tornado that touched down where your kid lives. We're fine. We're fine. It doesn't mean he's necessarily fine enough to have the coach decide that they'd rather have him out there than a healthy backup.
Okay, yeah, except here's the thing. Jaden Daniels played at LSU. That is, how do you explain the obsession with LSU football, not just in the state of Louisiana, but like everywhere surrounding in the SEC? And
it just means more.
Right, but
that's how you explain it.
But to me, she understands, like think about how long people talk about LSU year round. This is not new to Jaden Daniels' mom.
Right.
That part of it.
I like the James Carville explanation of LSU football when there's, 100,000 people there and somebody was with him who didn't really know much about football. He goes, wow, did all of these people go to LSU? And Carville looks and goes, man, I'd say 90% of these people can't even spell LSU.
Go Tigers!
But point being, I think she understands the context in which she speaks. Like the NFL compared to the let's just go with the success of the Feinbaum show, for example, where you can talk about random SEC game year-round. It doesn't even have to be an LSU game. I think she understands the ecosystem in which she speaks.
When I say it means more, I'm not just saying that. They just had a doubleheader that exceeded 10 million people in both games of the doubleheader on ABC over the weekend, and that was the first time that ever happened. People care too much, I would say, at some point, but people definitely care, and I think Layla's point is a good one about she's fully entrenched and knowledgeable about how football works.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah. The NFL, people move on. You know, they move on to the next interesting game for the next week. Like college football, I don't know that that's always the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's something that makes NFL football, for me, a much more pleasurable experience.
Palatable.
Yes. The dealing with all the everything and with some of these college football. Talk about the cultural differences and the fandoms and ooh.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think the bottom line is,
it's just emotionally attached.
Like, hearing what the coach said and the tone in which he said it, hearing, knowing that this matchup is important, it's big for both teams because we talked with Emory Hunt from CBS Sports HQ and Football Game Plan yesterday. This is when you get to week 16, 17, 18, those tiebreakers come into effect and you might be in a, let's say the Eagles overtake the Commanders and they're in first place. Now we're talking about wild card spots. And there's only three wild card spots And you have to make sure you have not only the head-to-head win, but maybe the better...
The common opponent win?
Common opponent win. That could come into play here because, you know, other teams are facing teams like this. So all of this comes into play, and that's why this game is more important. Oh, it's only week seven. Oh, yeah, Max. Listen, it's only week seven, but we know what the schedule looks like the last eight games of the season.
Well, additionally, how many of us, when we were trying to figure out, not Dan because he doesn't do predictions, but when I'm trying to figure out the Bears schedule and what the likely season result would be, how many of us were saying, okay, that should be a win? I did not think that they were going to be this successful in Washington this quickly. It is a pleasant surprise from an outsider standpoint.
I still think it should be a win.
Well, so here's when you say that.
I don't care who plays.
I don't think I had this one as a win, and here's why. Because I said they need to win, I think it was eight home games, and they need to win two road games. And I don't think I had this one as one of the road games.
Eight home games is the slate.
Yeah.
But if we're really keeping it a buck, I believe in the Bears enough that I think they should win this game.
Oh.
I think they're better.
I mean, the secondary, if you really believe in the Bears secondary, you're going to find out how much you believe in them this weekend.
Well, I know one guy's the best corner in the league. You're not throwing to him. You're not throwing over there.
But if they're down a starter again, even though their backups are excellent.
Yeah, it hurt. Not having Kyler Gordon, not having Jaquan Brisker would be meaningful. But... look, this is a...
You better hope your pass rush comes through.
And if they want to start a half-hurt guy who's got his flak jacket on, and okay, have Andrew Billings jump up and down on him a couple of times. See how that feels. Have Javon Dexter
just come through and...
Yeah, have Javon Dexter come in and hit him from the blind side for a strip sack.
If Kyler Gordon's healthy, have him come through and... do his thing.
I know he's been great on
good
the blitzer.
Like a blitzer. He's like a rocket when he
good
blitzes.
Blitzer. They really know, good timing. Yep.
They've taken advantage of his speed in a way that has me asking, why didn't this happen before? You know, that's how you know it's good, is when you're questioning why it wasn't thought of earlier.
I think it's his personal growth as an NFL player that's allowed that to kind of all come together.
Reading and timing.
When you look at what the Bears defense needs to do. I that's why I love this challenge. People talk about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, and we will exhaust that by the end of the week.
Oh, yes, we will.
Which is fair.
We'll keep that promise.
But again, the Commanders are the highest scoring team in the NFL.
And it shows.
That 21 point streak.
You probably see less of the shots downfield if it's Mariota.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what you're saying. The offense
will be a little bit more horizontal than it is vertical.
Yeah.
And okay.
Which works in the Bears' favor if they have a healthy defense. They've shown that they can be able to shut some of that stuff down.
Oh, yeah.